Blog Talk Radio.
Guess what, everybody? We are back with another awesome show. My name is Kenny Talker, the Kenny Talk Experience. And those that are just joining us for the first time, you're in for a treat. We are discussing tonight real relationship topics, and the topic at hand is going to be unhappily together. Unhappily together. I'm going to dissect this, and I'm going to take it from one perspective to the next. And I'm going to give you guys a different way to look at it. But before we do, we got to pay some bills on Dollhouse Radio. It's Dollhouse Radio's own The Ken and Talk Experience. We call it the Real Relationship Talk Show. What kind of week are y'all having so far? How is your hump day? Reach out to me and let me know. And remember, 646-595-4038 if you want to make your words heard, or if you just want to listen. If you just want to listen, you know. Coming up after the music, you guess what, man? I gotta go into my relationship truth of the week the way we do, and we gotta move some people. We like to move people. It's about to go down. We'll be back fast if you can say Pat. We'll be back fast if you can say Pat. It's a real relationship talk show. Put your hands in the air. Get your game face on. Let's go. Yes, yes.
And I'm my blowout. And I'm
Yes, it's a real relationship talk show. Everybody, welcome to another awesome show. Now, last week we went in and we had a lot of people to kind of reach out to me like, man, there's so much more that could have been said. We need a part two. And I said to myself, I'll write that. That's duly noted. We're going to make sure we do a part two of last week's show. And we just spoke on how to love the person that you fall in love with, right? How to love the person that you fall in love with. But tonight, we're speaking about being unhappily together. But before we do, it's about that time for the relationship truth of the week. Now, the relationship truth of the week this week, you know what? This one kind of rubs some people the wrong way, and it rubs some people the right way, you know. So I'm happy that I found that happy medium, that balance, because the relationship truth is not going to make everybody happy, and it's not going to piss everybody off. You know, everybody's not going to disagree, and everybody's not going to agree, but it's going to be that happy medium, and that's what we want to do with that post. That's what we want to do with the brand itself called the Kenny Talk Experience. So, yeah, the relationship truth goes as follows. And if you're not actually, if you haven't added us on Facebook as of yet, it's Kenny Talk Experience. Go and like that page, and you'll be able to get these posts every other day that I do drop them out there to gather dialogue or attention for dialogue. But check it out. Okay, here's a relationship truth. Many have perfected the art of making the person you love feel bad about who they really want to be and things they really want to do, when it doesn't include you. All right, I'm going to say it again. I want y'all to marinate on it for a second. Many have perfected the art of making the person you love feel bad about who they really want to be and the things they really want to do, when it doesn't include you. I got Facebook. I got Twitter. And Twitter, yeah, I'm on Twitter too. You got to follow us on Twitter too. It's at KennyTalkEXP. But look. Hey, and I got the lines open. Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. It's the Kenny Talk Experience, right? But look, we're going to speak on this real quick. We're going to speak on this. But yo, relationship truth, man. I'm going to go to my inbox in a second because I see it kind of lighting up. I see some people putting some things in here, right? But I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on it while the beat rocks. Man, check it out. There's so many people that are in situations right now where they're together, but not. They're unhappily together. They're together. They're going through the motions. And it all kind of stems from a post like this, okay? See, whenever a person is in a situation where they feel like they can't be who they really are and do the things they really want to do and still keep you or stay with the person that they're with, it creates an unhappy environment. It creates an environment where you either walk on eggshells. It creates a type of environment to where you're not able to just relax. That's the problem right there. It's nothing like being in a situation or a relationship or marriage or whatever you have where you just cannot just chill. You can't relax. You can't lay back, right? And this is very, very sad because a lot of people are in this situation or in these types of situations. And check it out. What it does is, It creates the wrong type of environment, which breeds a ground for cheating. You know, it breeds subjected to temptation. It's nothing like being in a relationship to where you can't be yourself, a relationship to where you hide who you really are and the things that you really want to do, but yet and still you run into someone outside of your relationship who's inviting, as well as they actually expose you to an environment with them to where into in which that can actually happen. So if you're going to expose me to an environment where I can, you know, where I can be myself, where I can relax, and I can still get love, you don't think that environment is going to be a little bit more attractive to be in than the one that you're with? That's all I'm trying to say. We have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if we want to be, if you want people to be happy with us, if you want people to be committed to us, we have to make sure that, guess what? We are happily together. We got to make sure that, guess what? We put in the work that make people really want to be with us. And I want to share that with you guys. That's the relationship truth. Let me go to Facebook real quick, because I want to hear what y'all, some of the stuff that y'all are saying on it. Okay. Let me see what she's talking about. Okay, I got a young lady that's not feeling the post. She says, "Nah, I'm not feeling that, Kenny Talk." Well, elaborate. Come on. You got the floor now. Don't just say you don't feel it. You know, elaborate. Tell us the reason why. You know, you disagree. Why? Okay, just like on Facebook, you can see she's typing. I'm going to come back to you, sweetheart. I really want to hear what you got to say, because a couple other people that are in the inbox, shout out to you guys for responding. But they said that they can kind of feel that, you know. We perfected the art of just really, really making you feel bad for who you really want to be and who you really are. And that's what makes relationships a living hell. So that brings us to our topic. I'll come back to you on Facebook. We're going to keep it moving, because you know we don't have too much time. Well, we got time. We utilize it wisely on here. Yeah, at the topic at hand, being unhappily together. So first and foremost, you got to define what is happiness to you. What is happiness to you? Everybody got a different definition of it, right? But not everyone is, you know, is open enough, strong-minded enough, strong-willed enough to be able to find their true happiness, enjoy their happiness, despite what anybody else thinks. If my happiness doesn't sit well with a large group of people, then I have to pretend that what's happiness to me is not. I have to accept or adopt what this large group of people that are in my surroundings feel as being happiness. And I have to go out and look for what you feel. I have to go out and look for what you feel is happening. And when I find what you feel is happening, I have to be happy with it in front of you. Even though deep down, I would rather have something else. What do y'all think? So, first and foremost, you got to define what real happiness is to you. It can't be what people post their relationship goals, or, you know, on Facebook. It can't be trying to live up to or live after what celebrities are doing. And that's our problem. You know, we're so smitten. We're so caught up in what a celebrity is doing. You know, we search for what they feel is happening. And what we do is we look for that. And when we get it, we like to pretty much show the world. We like to tell the world, "Hey, look at what I got. I got this, I got that. So therefore I'm happy." But the only thing that ends up happening is, guess what? You end up still looking for we end up looking for people or for things
that really make us happy outside of that which we say aloud or we express that makes us happy, you know? So what ends up happening is you end up hurting somebody's feelings, in other words. You know, you tell this woman or you tell this guy, whoever you're with, you're like, look, I'm looking for happiness, and you are it. You are the happiness that I'm looking for. Only to find out later, you're not that. I actually tried to do that. Well, we actually try to do that with people. And that's where the mistake comes in at. And the people that you mislead, they have every right to be upset. They have every right to want to hold you accountable for it. And I'm keeping it real. So those that are just joining us, I see you popping in. It's on the Real Relationship Talk Show, the Kenny Talk Experience. We're discussing being unhappily together. Being unhappily together. You know, being the one that's actually screaming or posting or being out there with what you feel, you know, happiness is for you and the fact that you have it. And the only reason why you do that is because you know your description of happiness or what you claim you have that's happiness, it's common with a lot of people. So if it's common with a lot of people, you want to post it, you want to brag, you want to boast it, right? That's all I'm saying. A lot of people out here that does that. So, there's something I was reading the other day. There's this piece of work, this literature I was reading, man. I was like, okay, I'm reading through it. And it's speaking about, and it was talking about how everybody has the ability to find happiness. It talks about, you know, it touched from a religious perspective. Talked about how, from a religious perspective, how a man should find a wife. He needs to stick by that wife. He needs to build a home, build a lifestyle, you know, live happily ever after kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? When I look at that scenario, when I look at that, what it does is, it leaves out a lot of information. See, we tell people that we need to be, you know, live happily ever after. We tell people that they need to find a wife. We tell people that they need to stick together through tough times. They need to find happiness and things of that nature. And I say to myself, the problem with that is that these articles, these things that people print, they never tell you how to make that happen. They never tell you what that look like. And if you don't know what it looks like, how can you obtain it for you? Does that make sense? How? See, I think that when it comes to a lot of relationship experts, a lot of people, a lot of people that call themselves gurus, because that's not what I call myself. That's not what I am. And those that listen, y'all already know. I just have a platform. But those people that call themselves relationship experts, gurus, or whatever, therapists, they actually have a cookie-cutter approach based on the problem that people bring up. Just because people have a lot of the same issues in relationship doesn't mean that you fix them with the exact same with the exact same remedies. You know, if my lower back hurts just like the other guy's lower back, you know, you can't just prescribe the same medicine to both of us. We're two different people, you know. And that's what I think a lot of people wind up doing in relationships. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. I am Kenny Talk, and we're going in on being unhappily together. We're going to pay some bills real quick because it's on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to pay some bills in just a second, and we're going to be back to where we're going to continue the conversation because I got another awesome point I need to drop on your head. You guys need to hear this. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show, right? And at the top of the hour, remember, we are going to make sure that we read to you. I'm going to read to you that Keeping It Real letter. I want to thank the person that sent this to me on the inbox, and we're going to address it. Unhappily Together is a discussion. We got a couple of different angles we're going to go at. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dalhouseradio.com. It's a new year, and Dalhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dalhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dalhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on DalhouseRadio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dalhouse Radio on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at IG_Hot Sugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
There's nothing like being in a relationship when you're unhappily together, right? Unhappily together. You're the person that's actually doing whatever the other person wants you to do just to, you know, prevent from actually hurting their feelings, you know? And that's what we're going to touch on. I actually posted a question on Facebook that I want to pretty much bring up. And that question went as follows. I had a couple of people respond to it or whatever. And the funny thing about it is that a lot of you guys that normally respond, it's like you really didn't say much on this one because, I mean, it's like, huh? I mean, I saw someone just put a period because they were like, okay. Okay, I'm stumped on that one. Because, I mean, when you think about it, the way the question was posed, it really makes you look at being unhappily together in a totally different light. Now, I'm gonna tell you what that question is, and we're gonna talk about it real quick. And the question was that when it comes, like how do people become unhappily together in relationship? Is it more of the fact that, let me pull it up because I want to make sure I get it right. I posted it early this morning. And I, of course, I forgot how I worded it. Here we go. I said, are people that are unhappily together in relationship being ungrateful of the person they have now or simply afraid to hurt them by leaving? Like, how do you wind up unhappily together? You know, obviously, you weren't unhappy in the beginning. There was some attraction or there was some reason that you wanted to be around this person. You wanted to be around this person. There's some reason you wanted to be around this person. You got with them and y'all kicked it, whatever. Y'all were having a good time. You decided to get into a relationship with this person. Then all of a sudden, as time continues to go by, you start to not be happy, or one of you start to not be happy. So what happened? Now, from what some of you said, it's rarely that the person started doing something different that you were with that made you unhappily together. Or maybe it's something that they keep doing that makes you unhappy together. But if that was the case, I mean, why didn't it make you unhappy in the beginning? Like, what happened? And then the other part of the question is, how do you become unhappily together? Is it that you're afraid to hurt that person by leaving. So you're caught between, you're caught in a real pickle. You're in a, between a rock and a hard space. Because you like the person, you care about the person, but you don't want to be with them anymore. You know, you want to walk away, but you already know it's going to crush them. They're going to cry. They're going to be upset. They're going to throw things, might, you know, jump out the window. You know, you never know what they're going to do. You're afraid for what they're going to do. So instead of actually dealing or allowing them to have to deal with that, and you are having to deal with the way they react, you stay put. So which one is it for the most part? Are you ungrateful or are you just, are you considerate to their fear, which is the reason you don't leave when you talk about being unhappily together? I had someone say, if one is unhappy, they both. If one is unhappy, they both are unhappy. So with that being said, my common sense tells me that if they are still together, that one of them is finding happiness elsewhere. That's interesting. That is interesting. But let's look at that. Well, let's look at what you said, that what the guy said, that can be looked at as slightly different. He says if one is unhappy, then they both are unhappy. That's not necessarily true, because sometimes the person that's unhappy is doing everything that he or she needs to do to keep that person happy. Because if the other person is unhappy, there's going to be grounds for dialogue. You know, there's going to be grounds for dialogue. But with no dialogue coming, guess what? Then the next person or the person who's unhappy, they'll be the ones that just, you know, they will kind of linger, in other words. You'll be the one that's doing whatever you need to do to make that person happy. But the other person will be too busy enjoying the thing that you do that actually make them happy. You know, so that's a good perspective, though. Then he says that they could want to be getting, it means they're both unhappy. If they're still together, that means that somebody is getting happiness somewhere else. Interesting perspective. All right. Another perspective. A lot of people, being that they accept a certain definition of happiness, and they go out and find it just because it looks great or it's acceptable by people on the outside or society, what they have, their happiness that they found is the acceptable happiness instead of what they really want. You know, we spoke about that earlier. That actually can make you be, that can have a person unhappy. But here's a different perspective that I want to touch on as we're coming up on the break. A different perspective is going to be, you actually believe in that there's more out there for you. So you can be in a relationship with someone, you know, things are going great, or in the person you're with mind, they're going great. But you still feel like there's something or somebody else out there for you that might be better. So with the focus on that, ladies and gentlemen, it could make you not focus on what you have. So you could be unhappily together at that point because you think there's something different or there's more out there for you. How many of you can say that you can relate to that? I mean, now from a guy's perspective, there's a lot of guys that, they won't commit because of that. They actually will, because they have in mind that it might be somebody else, or they want to leave their options open. I heard the guy Wale say that on the song Matrimony. He says, the idea of me finding love might run somebody off. And that somebody that he's speaking about is someone else, you know. Because guys have a lot of, they have chicks that they talk to, that they're interested in, that they have options, So imagine if you got three options as a guy, and I'm fellas, and I know you can relate to this, and you're kind of, you know, balancing your time out with each of them because there are things you like about each of them. But you're not sure about committing to one of them because you're not sure. Because you know that if you go back and tell the other two, hey, I think I found the one, and it's not either of you, they're going to say, oh, okay, so if you're going to go that route, then I'm out. But in your mind, guess what you're thinking? You're thinking, wow, what if I actually ran off the one? What if I've chosen the wrong one? You know, we're really skeptical about making that choice and sticking with it, that commitment, and saying, you know what? All right, I choose you. I'm going to go with you. Because we don't know. You know, we're worried that, guess what? We might have chose the wrong person. We might have chose the wrong person. It's a real relationship talk show. And of course, that could leave a person in a situation to where they are unhappily together. We're gonna go to break real quick. It's time for us to take another break. But when we come back, it's going to be the Keeping It Real letter. We're going to read the Keeping It Real letter, you know. And the Keeping It Real letter is, it actually came on Facebook. And I'm going to address it. I'm going to talk on it. And I'm going to let anybody else that wants to speak on it via Facebook or via Twitter, because I got both of them jumping right now. We'll be back faster than you can say Cat in the Hat. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show.
Make a nigga chewing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio.
I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really hardly a chromeless, you might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in Pimp, Pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and put some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news?
Bad news.
Say you want me to win, but hope I lose.
Hope I lose.
Never rock with other niggas in the crew.
Crew.
But them niggas cool.
Cool.
It's just that.
Bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break you down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine, bitches. Don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you're doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Real Relationship Talk Show, and we're about to jump into the Keeping It Real letter, right? Now, this letter is one of the shortest letters that that we've ever got, but it actually came from one of my friends on the book, on Facebook, and it's really simple, and it's funny that I would get this letter. It actually came right at the point when I came up with tonight's topic. So I'm in the process of actually writing and, you know, arranging. And then this comes up. And I said to myself, I could respond. But I said, you know what? Why don't I just bring it on the show? Because a lot of people have this question. And it's real simple. Now, I'm at the point where I want to make sure that we do give solutions, because we've had a little bit of a dialogue. Like, how do you get into this situation? All right. Now we got to get into what do you do, because she just simply says she wants to know. All I want to know, Kenny Talk, is what do you do if you're in a relationship and you're unhappy? What do you do? Wow. And I said to myself when I saw that one, thank you for writing. Thank you for sending that to me, though, because it was kind of eye opening. And it made me just realize that, guess what? I'm going to speak on it. But it made me realize that, I mean, it's not simple for everyone. It's not that simple. It's complicated. Hence, the statement I made earlier about you can't prescribe the same remedy for people who have the same issue, you know, because like you would need to know more information. So she just simply said, okay, Kenny Talk, tell me. What do I do if I'm in this situation? What do I do? Well, look, like I said from the beginning, I mean, I definitely would need more information. Because I'm sure there are certain variables that are making you unhappy. And we're going to have to start from, well, I did get one solution. You did have already, but you have to start with, okay, how did we get here? You know, if you were ever happy, at what point did the happiness stop? At what point did it, or not necessarily stop, but when did some concerns
start show its ugly face? When did some concerns rear their ugly faces? And what are these concerns? You know, because it could be one or two things. It could be more depending on the variables. But what we talked about was, you know, what if you're at a point? Now, I'm not saying that you are. I'm not saying that you are, sweetie, but just what if you're at a point to where the things that used to move you no longer move you, and the person that you're with are not making an attempt to do anything extra to move you at this point? What if that's the case? So we're going to speak on both of them. If that is the case, first and foremost, then what you have to say to yourself is that you have to ask yourself, are you being ungrateful? You know, you have to ask yourself, going back to last week's show, if this is the way that person knows how to love you, imagine the way they feel when you tell them after this, all this time, or however long a period it is, was. Imagine you telling them how they feel when you tell them that that's no longer enough. Now, don't get me wrong. You got people that probably can do more. You got people that probably don't know how to do more. But you got to determine that as well. The person that I'm with, can they do more? Do they know how to do more? Right? Is this more that I'm asking for really going to make me happy? Or is it that I just want something different from this person? You know, what's causing me to want something this more or this different from this person, this difference from this person? Is this something that I see on TV? Is this something that I see in someone else's relationship? You know, is this something that I feel that I'm growing towards, that I want him to grow towards with me? So all of these variables are just missing, you know, from that. You know, and I'd be more than happy to go more into depth with you. But all of these are questions that we have to have. If it's a direction that you're growing in as a person, and that person is not growing in that direction, you also have to say, are you verbalizing it in the most effective way to get this person to understand your need for it? And you have to understand, have to ask yourself, is this a need or a want? Is it a want or a need? You know, if it's a want that you're asking this person to go towards or bring to the table or grow in a direction of, then you got to ask yourself, is that fair to that person? You know, if it's a need, is it a short-term need or a long-term need? Is it a short-term want or a long-term want? You know, you have to be clear and what you're saying that you want. If you're not clear, then you can't expect the person to be able to execute on it. You know? So that's going to be the perspective. That's going to be how I keep it real with what you're going through. That's how I keep it real with what do you do if you're unhappy. You know? Let's go on the flip side. What if it's just the fact that you're at the point to where you don't want to hurt that person's feelings, and that's the reason why you haven't left, but you're unhappy. You know, if you don't want to hurt that person's feelings and you're unhappily in this relationship, that's the situation you're in. You have to say to yourself, how much responsibility are you going to take on someone else's feelings? How long are you going to shoulder that responsibility? Is it fair to you to shoulder that responsibility? Is it fair to them that you shoulder that responsibility when it's not real? Because if you're shouldering that responsibility, then you're not presenting the real to that person. You got that person walking around in la-la land, thinking everything is cool, all because you are afraid. You are afraid to hurt their feelings. You are afraid of the unknown, you know. You're afraid that, guess what? There's a chance that if I let them know, they might kill themselves. I don't know. They may go crazy. They might try to kill me. They may scream. They may cry. You know, they may stop wanting to live. But at the end of the day, it's unfair to that person. That's all I'm saying. They deserve to know. You have to stop being a coward if this is the case. And you have to say to yourself, I'm not going to be a coward anymore. I'm not going to shoulder the responsibility of being afraid to tell you the truth. Who are you that I should be afraid to tell you the truth? You know, that I should carry this lie or this false perception all the days of my life, all the way to my grave. Die. Just to keep you happy. Just to prevent from making you feel hurt. You know, walking around with a mask on, masquerading. Come on now. That's the keeping the real text. I'm glad I was able to drop that on you. And you know what? There's so many different variables that are missing. I didn't look to see where she was from, but there's so many different variables that are missing. And the only thing I want you to know, sweetie, is guess what? I do have your back. I want you to know that I got your back. She's from Montego Bay, Jamaica. Or Jamaica. Okay. Man, we got some Jamaican listeners, man. That's what's up. Well, think about it. Please think about it. You see? It's a real relationship talk, so let's move right along. Let's jump right in. Let's keep the conversation going. You know what? At the end of the day, I don't want you guys to think that this show is about making a big deal about you being unhappily together. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, let me go here. At the end of the day, what difference does it really make if you're unhappily together? What difference does it really make? If you're unhappily together with somebody, that means that it's almost as if there is a slight form of just ungratefulness. Because you know why? There's a lot of people that don't have anyone. There's a lot of people that don't have anyone that'll even be together with them. But you have someone, but you're unhappy with the situation. You want different. You want more for whatever reason. You might feel that there's more out there for you or whatever. If it is, don't be a coward. Just do it. Like Nike. Quit playing with people's feelings and just do it. But how many of us can honestly say that we're real enough to do that? You hear everybody talking about being 100. Man, I'm 100. You know, the only thing I want somebody to do is keep it real with me. I can't find nobody to keep it real with me. Yeah, because you won't keep it real with yourself. That's all we're saying. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I just want to put you on the spot. It's a real relationship talk show you're listening to on Dollhouse Radio. Guess what? Being unhappily together. Now we're going to get ready to wrap things up here tonight. We got a lot going on this weekend with the Kenny Talk Experience. I'm very excited, right? We got some big news that I'm going to be bringing down the pipe locally, you know. But I'm not going to say anything about it yet because it's all about doing the work first. I've been doing the work for a long time. So it's time. Well, I'm going to continue to do the work, in other words. I'm going to continue to do the work, and I'm going to let the results speak for themselves. But I mean, I'm not gonna make any announcements as of yet. In other words, but let's go here. I want to go here before we wrap things up. Before we jump into what I like to call the final thought. Yeah. Check it out. You got a lot of people that fall, because it's almost as if I left this out as well. You got a lot of people that get into relationships with people. They push for commitment. They get a commitment. They push towards getting engaged. They get engaged. They push towards getting married. And they get married. Okay. That's how it works. Whatever you feel like, okay, when you feel like we should take it to the next level, and that's what you push for. Hey, I feel like we need to do this. I feel like we need to do that. You can wind up unhappily together if you actually feel that marriage, that being in a committed relationship, that being together is a destination. And this kind of goes back to the keeping it real letter as well. If you feel like being in a relationship is a destination, something that you try to reach, you know, an accomplishment, then there's a high chance that you are going to wind up unhappily together with someone. Because once you get it, I need you to understand that if you don't work to keep it, if you do not work, if you don't look at it like it's everyday work, guess what? You're going to be in some trouble. You're going to be unhappily together. Because truth be told, when it comes to being in a committed relationship, man, every day you're going to have to work at it. Every day it's going to be something different. Every week, every month, you know, or every year, something is going to come up to where you're going to have to put in more work. And if you're not down to do that, or when you get faced with that without knowing, with that type of responsibility, it makes being in a relationship not that cool with that person. So you know what you do? You start looking outside of the relationship. You start dealing with other people, all because you want that new feeling all over again. You know, you want to be in a situation to where you're pushing towards something. However, once you get to the altar, what else is it to push for? You know, what else is it to push for? What else is it to set an expectation for? What else is it to brag about? There's no more accomplishments to get after that. So you find yourself at a standstill and you start wanting new. And you start dealing with people on the side, and then you start pushing for certain things that you want. Here's what I want, because here's how I feel. Man, we're going to have to get out of that. We're going to have to get out of there. We got to be bigger. We got to be bigger than that. We got to make sure that we take care of ourselves. We're honest with ourselves. And we look, I mean, we get with people, man, that really motivate us to just be better, motivate us to be a better person. It's a real relationship talk show. I wanted to drop some, not only some dialogue, but some solutions for you. Remember, if you got a friend or anybody that you want to hear this show, send them the link. Send them the link. Share the link on Facebook. Send it to them on Twitter. Send email. I'll email it to them. I'll text it to them. However you want to do it, get the word out. And I guarantee you it could help someone. I want to thank Jamaica from Actually Right hitting me up. I hope it was helpful. If not, you know, hit me up with a few more variables about what you got going on. And I can almost guarantee you we can come up with a solution together. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be advice. because I don't give advice. I'm just going to tell you the truth about your situation, just like I attempted to do tonight, right? That's how we do it. It's the Real Relationship Talk Show. It's time for the final thought. We're going to wrap this puppy on up. We're going to get ready for the weekend. Hump day is over. Y'all be safe out there. Right? Continue to work hard. Continue to be the best that you can be. The final thought goes as follows, and we're going to drop it like this. It says, now, wise man said that happiness is defined by the person that describes themselves using the verb. The people who overuse it out loud and all over social media are the ones that are only using it to be heard. Now, being unhappily together can happen after committing to someone with the hopes of having infatuated feelings forever and ever. But years of waking up next to the person minus the thrills they used to give can have you stuck between walking away or staying together. Now, it can happen when you're already involved but still looking for what you think is out there waiting for you to find. When your happiness is defined by what others say, feel, or believe, you'll be out there searching for a total waste of your time. Now, if you think that love and happiness are a destination and not a journey, many reach the altar and find themselves disappointed with their lives. Now, you realize this isn't what you wanted, and you're not being who you really are, walking around the person you married wearing a disguise. And that's all I'm going to say on that. Walking around the person you married wearing a disguise. You faking the funk. That's what they say. Hey, we're going to be right back next week. 7:30 Central Standard Time live. Yes. But please understand that you can check out the link on Facebook and you can click and listen anytime you want. If you don't catch it live, that's cool. Salute to everybody that's in the inbox, in the DM. Thanks for the shout outs. Kenny Talk Experience is going to keep pushing. We're going to keep evolving because that's what it's about, everybody. Be safe out there. Have a happy weekend, right? Do something fun. It's a Real Relationship Talk Show. We signing out. Salute to all the fellas. And like what I like to say to all the ladies, it's just the lips, baby. Which lips, Kenny? Those lips. And we about to jump just like we always do around this time. All right, everybody. Y'all have a happy hump day for the rest of your hump day. And let's get ready to close this weekend out, man. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to close it out. Salute.